Netflix. Let's stay in the arts. Two interviews about the arts in a row. Well, one is kind of COVID related because it's a virtual national arts festival. It has to be because of COVID-19. Monica Newton is the CEO of the National Arts Festival on the line to us now. Hello, Monica.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm delighted to say I'm happy and healthy and broadcasting from home. How are you? I mean, it must have been an extraordinary turnaround that you and the team had to do.
Indeed. 80 days ago, we took a very big decision. We didn't have a festival at all, and now we have something really incredible to show the world on the 25th of June.
Is everything decided now? All the nuts and bolts have been tightened and screwed and so on?
Pretty much. There's still work that's being produced. Amazingly enough, we're using our quiet theatre spaces at the moment to produce work for the festival. So we're working with Artscape and the Market Theatre and a couple of others coming online to essentially produce work. We're making a couple of last final decisions, but yeah, we are pretty much ready to go and to show South Africa and the world what we have done and how innovative and creative the South African arts community and, of course, some international artists who are joining us as well actually are.
You're doing an announcement about the first wave of the program on Tuesday next week, and then the following Monday you'll come up with more of what is on the program. The first time I heard you speaking about this, Monica, was with Bruce Whitfield, and I was kind of struggling to visualize how this would work, what this festival would look like. But we've become, I think, so used over the last weeks to artists going online, and yes, we watch it and we enjoy it. Of course, it's not the same as being in a audience in a physical theatre, watching people in three dimensions. But I think we're learning how to watch the stuff in this way.
Indeed, and it's been an enormous adjustment for the arts community as well. And how we've had to design our programming, because you're absolutely right. You can't just translate one piece of work designed for one medium into another. So we've worked with artists to completely reconceptualize what they've done. And so, for example, the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra will be performing work only with strings this year because the brass and wind sections present such a risk to everybody in the group with regard to the possible spread of the virus. So it's been an exceptionally challenging journey to interpret our work not only into a new medium, online space, but also to see our way around. We started planning in lockdown 5. We sort of hit the ground running in lockdown 4, and now in lockdown 3, we actually have live works that are being recorded, which is amazing.
Give us you can't give us the program now. You've got a big reveal on Tuesday next week. Yeah. But just give us one more example of how a piece which would have been done in a conventional way that we would have understood and is being repurposed.
So one of the most interesting works that we have is called Mixed in Agony by Adam Doonan, who's a South African based in Berlin and London, one or the other, but he shifts between. And it's an audio drama, and it tells the story of the night before Nixon resigned as American president and the conversations in his head. And so it's an audio drama, a work of art in sound that will be essentially available on the festival for the first time. It's a world premiere, and so we're playing in the space. We're choosing to do different things. Not everything will be visual. Some stuff will be incredibly visual. Some stuff will be interactive. We have just done a call for the submission of photographs of monuments, because one of our artists is going to be reconceptualizing monuments in the digital space. So there's a lot of very, very interesting work that we're going to be presenting this year that in terms of a physical festival may not actually have had as much impact. We know we can't replicate the live, but we're also presenting challenging work, interesting work, and incredibly diverse work, which is what the National Arts Festival is famous for.
Lovely to hear that again, that positive spirit. Mm. And when the announcements are made, and we're going to be giving quite a lot of coverage to it, it's a very important part of our annual arts calendar, the Grahamstown National Festival of the Arts. Monica Newton, thank you very, very much indeed, the CEO, and expect to hear a lot more about that between now and then.